Okay. Here we go. Daf for the second line. Gufo shall get, the text of a get shechur is Gufo shall get hareat bas chorin. The goof of a get shechur is hareat bas chorin. You are free hareat las mecha. You are to yourself. So iskin Rav Yehuda b'shtar zavini da avdi that Rav Yehuda was masakin that a get shechur for an eved, not a get shechur, a bill of sale to sell an eved should have the following text in it: avda danan, you are an eved, mutzdak la avdo, you're given over to be another eved, upatir, you're free, va'atir min charure, you're not free. In other words, you're not free. Umin alule, there's no claims against you. Umin arure, malka umalkasa, the king or the queen have no claims against you. Viroshim de inish lo is alave, there's no mark of another person on you. In other words, you don't belong to somebody else. Nobody else is going to come claim that you belong to me, that they belong to you. Umenukim mikol mum, you don't have any blemishes that we can't see right now. Umen ashchin, you don't have shchin. Tenakif ad titzar, chadas va'atik, that won't sprout for another 2 years, old or new. Right, sometimes there's some skin things that will pop up later. You don't have any of those problems. He looks good. Now, he added, he's a masakid. This should be added to the text of a get shichwer. So there should be no complaints later on about the sale. My asuse, what's the remedy if somebody does have that shchin? So Amar Abaya, ginvara, ginger. Right, umarkisa and filings of silver, the kavrisa and sulfur, the chalach the chamer and white wine, umishka de zesa and olive oil, unitfek chivra and white naft, the shayfile begad for the avza, and you mix all that with the feathers of a goose, and then you will get cured. And about that, I have nothing to comment. Next mishnah. This is a mishnah we first did on daf beis. Right. This is a mishnah that we did on daf beis of the masechta, and now here's the actual mishnah. The mishnah says, Shlosha gitin psulin. There are three gitin that are puzzle. The imnises, and if you marry based on those gitin, havlad kosher. In other words, midda oraisa, these are fine gitin. No problem. Midda oraisa, they're fine. Midda rabbanon, they're not fine. The problems. However, if somebody takes this get, gives it to his wife, and she goes ahead and remarries, she's not considered an midda oraisa, she's not an ishes ish. Midrash, she was divorced. Midrabanan, there are problems. This child is not a mamzer. There's a Gerubim Achlokas in the Gemara. Does she have to leave the second husband? Or can she stay married to him?
Even the Rabbanan, they're not
mamzer? Even the Rabbanan, they're not mamzer. That's the Chiddush of this mission. They're not mamzer at all. What are the three cases? Kasav biksav yado v'ein olav edim. If a husband wrote it himself without edim, Rashi says, so who is this? Is this for Be'elazar or is this for Meir? Is it edim sirakarsi or edim chasimakarsi? It can't be Rabbi Elazar because in a few seconds the Rabbi Elazar is going to make a statement. Rabbi Elazar says, so this can't be Rabbi Elazar, or else the Mishnah would not say Rabbi Elazar says. So it can't be Rabbi Elazar. But Rashi says, the Gemara is going to say it's going to be Rabbi Meir, but Rashi says it could even be it's not Rabbi Meir either, because you'll see in a minute. So Kasa b'ksav yado v'ein alav edim. There's no edim. Yesh alav edim v'ein bozman. Or there's no date on the get. We said that midaraisa again does not have to have a date. Why do we date a get? Either because we don't want to spare the lakuch, the payros, or if you marry your relative, right? So you'll change the date. So in case your relative, your wife, also who's also your relative, was mizana, she shouldn't be put to death. So does nothing to do with midaraisa. So if you give a get without a date, midaraisa gets divorced. She goes ahead and remarries somebody else and has children. Those children are not manzerim. And yesh bozman. There is a zman, the ain bo elo aid echod. There's only one aid. Hare elu, shlosha gittin psulin. These are three gittin that are puzzle, the amnises. But if she does marry, havlad kosher. The vlad is kosher. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, which is why the ratio can't be Rabbi Elazar, afal pi, even though she ain't all of aidim. There's no aidim. Elo she nasnu lo b'fnei aidim. Kosher. That's kosher. Why? And not only that, the govim in a chasim ishubatim. And based on the strength of this get, she can even collect from the chasim mishubadim, from encumbered properties. She ain't edim chos min ala get, el metikana olam. The whole reason why you have a chasima, it's not required. Why do you have a chasima? Because it helps. It's good proof. It's good proof. Is it essential? No. But it's good proof.
no Edom are good. Why is that the same one Edom is good?
That's a good question, because I think only because if somehow there's a special power when it's Ksav Yad.
I mean, the one eight is not where you, was where someone else wrote it?
Right, okay. Right. The Gemara will explain that in a minute. Now, the Gemara says, Vesu Lekka, that's it? Those are the only gittin you know of that if that the Pasul Midrabanan, and if the child is born from the second marriage, the child's not a mamzer, that's it? What about, where you could get Yashan? What about an old get? What's an old get? An old get is a get that you wrote for your wife, and then you didn't give it to her yet. But after you wrote it, you had yichud with her. So now we say that gets no good. So, but the child's not a mamzer. So the Gemara says, Hasam there, if I get Yashan, lo tete. She doesn't have to leave the second husband. Hacha tete. Here she does. So the Gemara says, that's a machlokes. Ha nichal man da amar hacha tete. That's a machlokes. According to the mandamo, says here you have to leave. El man da amar hacha lo tete ma'ikal amema. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam tinase lechatchila. There, she can get married lechatchila. On basis on that get. Hasam, hacha, but over here, diavad. Only with diavad we allow such a marriage. If she got married, she doesn't have to leave. It's a machlokes about that, and the child's not a mamzer. Lechatchila, no way. I have a get kireach. What about a get kireach? A get kireach, we said, was a get that they wrote for kahanim. That was a get makusher. It was stitched up and folded over. At each fold, there was an aide that signed it. And we did that, so it should take a long time to write a get for a kohen, so you should really know that he wants to do it. So such a get like that, Hasam Havlad Mamzer, I'm sorry, Get Kireach. A Get Kireach, again, it's only Psul Drabanan. We said, there's no Din Daraita like that. And yet, so a Get Kireach is a similar type of idea. It's a Psul Drabanan. So the Gemara says, you can't tell about a Get Kireach. Hasam Havlad Mamzer. By a Get Kireach, the second marriage will result in Mamzer, Midrabanan at least. Hacha Vlad Kasher. Here, the Vlad's Kasher, we said. So the Gemara says, Hanicha le Rav Meir. That's only true according to Rav Meir. And then the parenthesis says, because he changed the halacha of the Chachamim, and he had to get Kureach, he had to get that the signature didn't match up to the stitchings. That's when a Vlad's going to be a monster. El Rabbanon. But according to the Rabbanon, it's not true. Ma'ikal Meimar. Why is a get Kureach not on the list? So the Gemara says, Hasam Teitze. Because if I get kireach, she can't stay married to the second husband. Hacha lo teitze. Here she can stay married. She doesn't have to leave. So the Gemara says, Nichal aman damar hacha lo teitze. That's only true according to the mandamar here that says she doesn't have to leave. El aman damar hacha teitze ma'ikal lemeimar. Well, what about the mandamar which says that she can't stay married in this case, in these three mishnas, in these three cases? So the Gemara says, b'mekusher lo kamari. Now we're not talking about a get mekusher. A get mekusher is a very unusual get. We're talking about normal Hilchot Gittin, a typical regular get. What are the story? You tell me about a get makusher. A get makusher is first only for kahanim, and it's a very, very, very unusual type of get. Don't bring me talk about that. So the Gemara says, "Va'ika shalom malchus." What about we had said earlier in the like a week ago that when you write a get, you have to write the date that the malchus. Whichever malchus you were in, so to give them shalom, to give them credit, to give them kavod. And if not, we said you get a problem. Of course, midaraita, that's not a problem. Midarabanan, that's a problem. So again, hasam teitze. Yeah, there you have to leave. She can't stay married. Hachalo teitze. Here she doesn't have to leave. She can stay married. Again, ha nichal amandamar hachalo teitze. That's only true here. According to what it says, you don't have to leave. Elamandamar teitze ma'ikal amemar. Why? What's the difference between this get and a get of shalom malchus? These get a get of shalom malchus. So the Gemara says, yeah, you have to read these parentheses because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Hasam havlad mamzer for hacha havlad kasher. Fine, but the difference is over there the vlad's a mamzer. Over here the vlad's not a mamzer. Hanichal Rav Meir. That's only true according to Rav Meir, who said there that what that if you change the context of a get, you ruin it. You don't follow the chachamim. The vlad's a mamzer. That El Rabban and Ma'ikal Meimar, but according to the Rabban, that's not true. So the Gemara answers, yes, Mukim Lok, your Meir, would say, but this Mishnah is like a Meir.
But then it has steer within Rav Meir?
Why?
In our Mishnah, you changed the.
No, that Mishnah is Rav Meir. That Mishnah is Rav Meir.
You want to say the ratio of this Mishnah is Rav Meir also?
No, who said that?
You said it can't be Rav Elazar because Rav Elazar is in the second.
Right, so Rashi says it's neither of them.
It's neither.
It's neither, right, neither of them. Right. Right, I believe, is that true? Yeah, No, I'm sorry. It's not a stira in Remeir. You're right. It could even be this Mishnah. And even though it's not a stira, that's the chiddush of this Mishnah. That's the chiddush.
That's not a
mamzer. That's the chiddush. It's exception to the rule. These three are exceptions to the rule. Yes, exactly. V'hasam havlad mamzer, hacha havlad kosher. Exactly. There the vlad's mamzer, not here. That's all. Minyana deresha lemute mai. Why does the Mishnah say these three, and then these three is good, and these are the three that are good? I can count myself three. So why does the Mishnah say three and three? So the Gemara says minyana deresha lebutehani da mara. The reason why it says three is to exclude all these ones we just mentioned: gakireach, gakyoshan, shalmalchus. Minyana deseifel lemute. The sefer is comes to exclude hadetanya. Hamevi get me medina sayam. If somebody brings a get from overseas, nasnu law gives it to her. V'lo amar law b'fanenechtav b'fanenechtav. He doesn't say b'fanenechtav. Then yotzi v'havlad mamzer. If she gets married a second time based on that get without b'fanenechtav, she has to get divorced from the second husband. And if she has children, the vlad's going to be a mamzer. Devei Reb Meir. The chacham omrim ain't havlad mamzer. It's not true. Ketad Yaseh, what do? You'd let Ahimena take it back, Biachzar, and she should give it back to him, the Yitnana law, Bifnei Shnayim, and give it back to her in front of two, Biyomar, Bifanenechtav, and then do it right. That, if you don't do that, if you don't do it right, that will result in a mamzer. That's not on this list. Next.
So that's after she already marries the second person? You do that?
No, you do that before.
Right, but if she already married.
But if she already married, then the Vlad's a mamzer, what can I tell you? It's a mamzer Drabanan. Kasav v'ksav yado v'ein olav edim. If you wrote it by yourself without edim. So Amar of Rav, Rav says, Machlokas hena Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Amar Rav, kasav yado shaninu. Ahaya. Which of the three cases did he write it by himself? Ilema aresha. It can't be the resha, because resha is pshita. Kasav yado katani. He wrote it by himself. Ela amtsiyasa. You want to tell me it's the middle case? Hareyesh olav edim. But the second case, there are edim. There's no zman. Ela asefa, it must be the seifa. Yesh bo zman v'ein bo ela eid echad. Only one eid. V'dafka ksav yado. It's only if he wrote it, the eid. And then there's one eid. Aval ksav sofer v'eid. But if a sofer wrote it and you have one eid, lo. We don't say this halacha because the other sofer counts as an eid. Ushmul omer, Shmuel says no. Afilu ksav sofer v'eid. Even if the sofer wrote it and it's still a problem. Sharei shaninu. Kasav sofer, I'm sorry, it's not a problem. Kasav sofer v'eid, kosher. If you have a sofer there, it's kosher. Now, that's a very strong raya against Rav. Rav said that a sofer is meaningless. Shmuel says, what do you mean? I have a Mishnah that says it's good. A Mishnah says that kasav sofer v'eid is kosher. V'rav, mi dami, hasam tinase lechatchila, hacha b'dieved. Don't bring me raya from that other Mishnah. In that other case, the woman can get married lechachila. Here it's only b'di'evet. Ushmuel lo kasha. Shmuel also doesn't have a kasha. He's not bothered by Rav's issue. Why? Ha besafra de muvak, ha besafra de lo muvak. If the sofer knows what he's doing, he will never write a get without hearing direct instructions from the husband. So according to, if the sofer is a muvak, that's the other issue. That's the other Mishnah. You can take that to the bank. There won't be a problem of a problem with the get. Here, we're talking about a sofer who doesn't know what he's doing, so we can't trust him. What are you writing this get for? Who told you? Who instructed you? Therefore, in our Mishnah, it's a problem. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Rav Elazar, Harayishal of Edim, Amalei, what about Edim? Amalei Asefa, yeah, the last case. Fine. Zimnan Amar Rav, sometimes Rav said, Tete, that if she got remarried, she has to leave. V'zimnan Amar Rav, Lo Tete. Sometimes Rav said, she doesn't have to leave. Haketad, what's the story? Yesh labanim, if she already had children from the second marriage, lo tete, she could stay married. Ein labanim, but if she did have children, tete, she has to leave. Why? Because we're going to bring a lot on those children. Now, Masiv Marzutra Bartuvia. On the first Mishnah of Masechtas Yevamos, we had cases of a man marries, Reuben and Shimon are married to people. Let's say Reuven is married, Shimon is married to Reuven's mother, let's say. They're brothers. That's okay. You can marry your brother's mother-in-law, right? But when one of the brothers dies, you're not allowed to marry your own mother. You're not allowed to marry. No, I said it wrong. I'm sorry. Let's say a simple case. Shimon is married to Reuven's daughter. That's fine. Shimon dies without children. Reuven cannot do Yibum on his own daughter. So what happens? There's no Yibum and there's no Chalitza. Not for that daughter, not for any of the other wives of Shimon either. That's the first mission of Yivamis. That we all know. The Mishnah then said something which we forgot, which was, the Kulon Chahayu Behen Safek Kiddushin or Safek Girushin. What if there was a Safek Kiddushin or Safek Girushin with some of these other wives? Or even what do we do about that? Is a Safek Kiddushin or Safek Girushin? Then the Mishnah said, Hara'elu Chaletzes V'lo Mesir Bevis. Then do Chalitza. I can't say no Chalitza, no Yivam, because maybe there was never even a marriage. And I can't say nothing, because maybe there wasn't. So, do Chalitza, then you're safe. So now the Gemara says, Ketzad Safek Kiddushin. What's an example of a Safek Kiddushin? What's Safek Kiddushin? I have a Safek Kiddushin. So the Gemara, they explain. Zarak law Kiddushin, you threw a Kiddushin to her, you threw a star to her. Safek Kariv law. We're not sure where it landed. That's Safek Kiddushin. That's a Safek Kiddushin. Safek Gerushin. What's a Safek Gerushin? Again, Kasav Biksav Yado Ve'ein Olav Edov, Edim. You wrote it without Edim. Or Yesh Olav Edov Ve'ein Bozman. There's no Zman in that yet. Or Yesh Bozman Ve'ein Bo Ela Ed Echad. Harei Zeh Safek Gerushin. All those three are Safek Gerushin. So if you did that to and then died, so we're not sure. The brother, the guy, wrote a get like that, and then he died. So now does his brother have to do chalitza on these wives? One of them is his daughter. Does he have to do chalitza on them? If he just died without this issue, certainly not. But now we don't know, are they divorced beforehand or not? So, do chalitza, don't do yivam. That's what the Mishnah said. Now, here's the question. V'i amrit lo teitzei, if you say that she could remain married, she doesn't have to leave the second husband, then tsarasa isili bume. Then why can't the tsara get yibum? We're treating this as a get vadai. We're saying she can stay married to the second husband. If somebody can stay married to a second husband, doesn't that indicate that the get was fine? If the get was fine, then there's no yid, there's no relative. If there's no relative, why can't the other co-wives get yibum? And the Gemara answers, Tis Yabim, so let her have Yibum. The Ebekach Klum, we don't care. Chashasha Durabanan he. It's only a Durabanan. Oh, what's only a Durabanan? The Psalm the Get is only a Durabanan. So really, Midaraisa, she's married. She's married to the second husband 100%. Why? Because the Psalm the Get is only a Durabanan. So we're not going to let the Tzara get married, get Yibum Midaraisa? Why not? Why not? Unfortunately, we have 5 minutes left. There's a lot more to talk about here. We just don't have the time. That's what happens when you have to say something. Levi Amar, Levi says, Olam lo teitzei. Really, she doesn't have to leave. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo lo teitzei. She doesn't have to leave ever. V'chein Amar lohu Rabbi Yochanan lo b'chalafta demen huna, hachi Amar v'ucho, here's what your father said, lo olam lo teitzei. Really, she never has to leave. And an unrelated halacha out of left field, the karsis, if you find the bug, Sheba Amir in the wheat, Eino Poselos B'Mechatos, does not possel the Mechatos of a Paraduma. The halacha is that the water of a Paraduma, an animal was never allowed to drink that water. Why not? Because when animals or birds drink that water, when an animal drinks, it spits back some of the water into the cup and from its mouth, from the saliva. So you don't have pure water anymore. You have also mixed up with animal stuff, so it's not Mechatos, it's possel. However, a carton, a certain kind of bug, not true. If the bug drank the water, it's okay. Because this bug doesn't do that. This bug doesn't do that. So there's not a problem. The same people said it, that's why it's here. This bug is not a problem of passeling the paraduma water. My carton, what's a carton? I'm Rabbaya, divdisi debedi kipi. It's some kind of bug that hangs out by the wheat. Master of Daniel Bakatina, wait a minute, it says, call off what's Pazulus Mechatas, any bird that drinks the water will pazel it because the saliva goes back into the cup, chutz min ayona, except for a yona, mifnei shem motetes, because it drinks in such a way where it doesn't do that. Now, if it's true, nisni chutz miyona v'kartis, why don't we add the kartis to the list? Only the yona? What about the kartis? So the Gemara says, no, lo psikale, it's not so clear, because the gedola lo pasla, an older, Karatzis won't ruin it. But v'katana pasla, the young ones will. So that's why we don't want to put it on the list, because it has to be older. The ad kama, how old? Amar v'yirmi v'itayim imami ad kezayis. It has to be the size of a kezayis. Once it reaches that height, that size, it doesn't pasla. Rebelozer omer afalpi, amar v'huna omer rav, halacha kir belozer begitin. We hold like rebelozer by gitin, that what? Avi mesir rakarsi. Ki amritsu kamei deshmul amar af b'shtoros, even other shtoros also, not just gitin. Rav Safar Bishtaros Lo. Rav said, no, we don't hold like Rav Elazar by other Shtaros, just by Gittin. I, Haktani V'govim Menachasim Mishubadim. Yeah, but Rav Elazar said that you can collect Menachasim Mishubadim from such a type of a get, which implies that in any document about money, he would agree that Eidim Mithira Karsi. So the Gemara says, Rav Elazar Tarti. Rav Elazar said two statements. One, I hold Eidim Mithira Karsi by Gittin. Two, I hold it by all the Shtaros as well. I do. But Rav Savar, Amar, V'Rav, Savar Kavase Bechadu, Poligole Bechada. Rav agreed with that when it comes to Git, but he disagreed when it comes to other Shtaros. V'chein Amar of Yaakov, Bar Idi, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha Kavalazar Begitin. That's how we pass in Halacha Kavalazar Begitin. Rabbiane Amar Afilu Reach Haget Einbo. And Rabbiane says, it's so nothing, not having signatures, it's so nothing, it's not even a Reach Haget. So the Gemara says, Rabbiane, let's lay Rabbalazar. Rabbiane doesn't hold like Rabbalazar. We think he does. So the Gemara says, Hachika Amar, Li Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, according to Rab Meir, who argues on Rab Elazar, Afilu Reach Haget Ein Bo. It's so nothing, it's not even a Reach Haget. V'chein Amar of Yossi Bar Chanina, Amar Rish Lakish, Halacha Ker Rab Elazar Begitin. That's how we paskin. Rab Yochanan Amar, Afilu Reach Haget Ein Bo. It doesn't even have a Reach Haget. It's so nothing. Le'im Rab Yochanan, Lesa Lazar Rab Elazar. So we say that Rab Elazar, they doesn't hold like Rab Elazar. So we say, no, Hachika Amar, Li Rabbanan, Afilu Reach Haget Ein Bo. It doesn't even have a Reach Haget. Shalach le Rav Ava bar Zavda le Mori bar Mar by my name Rav Huna halacha kavalaza begitin or ain't halacha, is halacha like him or not? So ad hachi, while that discussion was going on, noch nashi de Rav Huna passed away. So I'm only Rabba Berei, Rabba his son said hachi amar Abba. So my father said mishmei de Rava halacha kavalaza begitin. Rabba seino habekiin bedavar. The rabbis that really were experts here, halacha mishum rabbeinu amru, halacha kabbalaza begitin. They paskin that way. Damar of Chama bar Guri amar Rav, halacha kabbalaza begitin. Ikad di amri, v'chavarenu, b'habaki and b'dav halacha, halacha, v'talmid de rabbeinu mishum rabbeinu amru, halacha kabbalaza begitin. We're saying this is half an amid to say, drive home that point, that the halacha is like kabbalaza, that we hold Eidim Mesir Karsi. Like I always said before, in America, it's a very hard concept to understand. Because in America, nothing moves in law without signatures. And according to Rav Elazar, you don't need signatures. It helps, because for proof, it's Tikkun Olam. It's not Iker. The Iker is the Mesira. That's a foreign concept in Halacha, that's fine. It's a foreign concept to us. We don't grow up like that. We grow up, everything has to be signed, notarized. That's how we grow up. That's not the Halacha at all. Yeah.
It's a good thing we're didn't wait a little longer.
Yeah, I know. And on Daf Beis, when we had Eidim Mesir Karsi came on Daf Beis in the first paragraph, we never said a word who we paskin like. I said, yeah, we showed him point out, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar. But wait till Pei Vav to say it. Amda Amar Chista Amar Rav, Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Elazar Begitin, V'cheid also Kiyatsa Ravin Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Elazar Begitin. That's how we paskin. All right, we'll stop here. I apologize again for the rushing. It's 2 days before Yom Kippur. We have no choice. We have to finish the daf. And Imitz Hashem, the next daf will take place tomorrow night at 9 o'clock here in the Shul.